أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم ولله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله إن الله واسع عليم وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه بل له ما في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون بديع السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. And who is more unjust than the one that prevents the name of Allah Ta'ala to be taken in his masjids and endeavors to ruin them? And it is not at all right for them that they enter them but in fear. Then for such people is disgrace in this life, and in the akhirat is a great punishment. And to Allah Ta'ala belongs the east and the west, and wherever you turn is the presence of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala covers all directions and He's all-knowing. In sometimes in history, the Christians had broken down and demolished the Baitul Muqaddas, and they had destroyed the sanctity of the masjid, throwing napaki and filth in the masjid, swines, etc., thereby destroying the very sanctity of the masjid. Then the Jews also did some similar works. They had also violated the sanctity of the masjid. And the pagans had also done the same. They had prevented that the name of Allah Ta'ala be taken in his homes, in his houses. So one is the destruction of the structure of the masjid, and the other is to ruin the very function of the masjid. Like in the year of the Hudaybiyah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had marched towards Makkah Mukarramah with approximately 1,000 odd Sahaba Kiram, and they were stopped from entering the Haram and doing the Tawaf, the rituals of Umrah. So they stopped the very function of the masjid. So some had broken down and demolished the structure of the masjid, and others had destroyed the very theme and the very spirit of the masjid, that is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again, you had a third type of kuffar who would disrupt the name of Allah ta'ala being taken. لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوفي. Don't listen to the word of Allah. Rather, you should shout and scream when the name of Allah ta'ala is being taken. So Allah ta'ala declares this as an act of injustice. In fact, the greatest of injustice, for the very reason for the creation of the universe was His remembrance, and that we celebrate His name. So if someone breaks down His masjid or interrupts and stops people from taking His name, or disrupts people and disturbs people disturbs people that are engaged in His name, then he is the worst of people. His oppression is the worst. Hence we understand, in keeping with the sanctity of the masjid, then any such work should be stopped which will violate the sanctity of the masjid. Number two, any such work will also be stopped that will violate and interrupt the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone wants to perform namaz and the other has got his phone switched on. Obviously, he is interrupting this person's focus and concentration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. then you will be declared a great zalim, a great unjust person, that this person wants to take the name of Allah Ta'ala, and you have got your phone switched on, or in any other way you are disturbing and interrupting the name of Allah Ta'ala being taken, like in the outside of the masjid, or at the entrance of the masjid, someone is talking aloud, and then he's preventing the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone is in namaz, someone is reciting the Quran, someone is engaged in zikr, and you are having a cool conversation either in the masjid or outside the precincts of the masjid, and the sounds are filtering through the masjid, and thereby you are interrupting the very name of Allah ta'ala either being taken, or people concentrating and focusing towards Allah ta'ala. So whose wrong can be greater? Man azlamu mimman mana, whose wrong can be greater? Whose zulm and oppression can be greater? So ma kana lahum an yadkhuluha illa khaifin. It is not at all right that they enter but in fear. Entering the house of Allah ta'ala is not, it mustn't be as though you are entering a mall, or you are passing through a park or something, or a garden. No, it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not at all right that you enter but in fear. So people that don't sanctify and respect the house of Allah ta'ala, then what is going to be the consequence? In this world, they will have to suffer disgrace. They tried to disgrace the house of Allah ta'ala, or the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will meet a similar punishment. That is, they will be disgraced in this here, in this world. In the hereafter will be an enormous punishment for such people. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu would say that there are three etiquettes for a person that is living in his home, is living in his town. There are three etiquettes. And for the person that is abroad traveling, then he also has to remain within these three etiquettes. So the three etiquettes for that person that is residing at home in his town: number one is that he should frequent the masjid. Number two is he should recite the Quran Sharif in abundance. And number three, he should cooperate with a group of people that will support him in dini activities, whether in bringing people to masjid, in seeing to the affairs of the Muslims, seeing to the requirements of those that are weak, poor, orphaned, etc. So these are the three activities for that person that is living within the home or within his hometown. One is he should frequent the masjid. One is he should recite the Quran Sharif in abundance. And number three, cooperate in any Islamic activity, any dini activity, or helping out Muslims. So these are the three activities that you should be engaged in whilst at home. And the three activities whilst you're abroad and you are traveling, then the three activities: one is be generous to your companions. Number two, show a good values and conduct. Don't be pulled up for every small thing. Rather, good values and good conduct, display good character. Number three, be cheerful and light-hearted. Don't become serious and don't become too pulled up because of any matter. Rather, be cheerful and be light-hearted. So that these are the three adab and three etiquettes for that person that is traveling abroad. That one is he should show good character. Number two is that he should be generous in his wealth, in serving, in trying to make others comfortable. And number three is that he should be cheerful and happy, make others happy as well, rather than being pulled up and pulling people into depression, agony and worry. To Allah Ta'ala belongs all that is, to Allah Ta'ala belongs the East and the West. When Rasulullah had come to Medina Munawwara for approximately 16 to 17 months, he was commanded to face towards the Baytul Muqaddas in Salah. And after the 16-17 months, then he was again asked to turn towards the Baytullah. So the Kuffar, mainly the Jews, had much to say that what type of a religion that once you are facing in one direction and then in the next moment you are facing in another direction. You have no stability. So those that speak in this manner and who reason in this manner, really they have no reasoning and they don't know what deen is all about. Because deen is not confined to facing a direction. Rather, it is executing the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever you are, wherever you are, and whenever it be, then it is for you to execute and take and carry out the command of Allah ta'ala. So that is the theme and the very essence of this, the very essence of worship, that you carry out the command of Allah ta'ala. If it is the command of Allah ta'ala that you face towards the Baytul Muqaddas, then Baytul Muqaddas is not the important thing. Rather, the very important thing is the command of Allah ta'ala. He has commanded, so I face in this direction. And if it is His command that you face in another direction, then you will face in that direction. His command is now you face towards the Baytullah, then you will face towards the Baytullah. So, facing the Baytullah is one, but when it is His command, then now it becomes an obligation. And you are showing through your practice that it is not the direction that is of any essence and significance. Rather, it is the command of Allah Ta'ala that you are executing that is significant. So you look at the command of Allah Ta'ala and you turn. So you don't look at ancestral worship and you don't look at what people say and how they reason. Rather, our whole deen, the whole deen revolves around this, that we executing and accomplishing the command of Allah Ta'ala, whatever it may be, whichever time it may be. فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Overall, wherever you turn, then is the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is not confined to the east or the west. It mustn't be that a person feels that Allah Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, is restricted to the east, and confined to the east, or confined to the west. It is not at all like this. He has commanded you to face in this direction, not because He is confined to that direction. Rather, for two reasons. One is to see how well you will conform to My commands. When I commanded you to face to the east, then you face it to the east. When I commanded you to face to the west, then you face to the west. So Allah Ta'ala wishes to see our level of submission, that without questioning, without asking anything, we just execute the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, devotion and service to Allah ta'ala requires two things basically. One is conformity in action and the other is conformity and unity in direction as well. So if there is no conformity in action nor conformity in direction, then the focus is disrupted. There is no focus, and the focus is the very essence of worship. When you're focused, then that ibadat and that worship or that dedication is appreciated against that type of worship where there is no focus. So the focus can only be enjoyed if there is uniformity of action and uniformity of direction. So this is the reason why we face in one direction. Otherwise, if anybody has to come into the masjid and people are worshipping in different directions, the actions are contradicting, one is doing something and the other is doing something else, totally diverse actions, then there is no spirit in that ibadat. But when there is going to be some type of uniformity in action, uniformity in direction, it will bring about the very spirit of ibadat, and the very spirit of ibadat and worship is focus and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah Ta'ala covers all directions, whether it's the east or the west, then He covers and surrounds all, and He is all-knowing.